You're listening to Vatican Radio. The UN's Food and Agriculture Organization celebrates World Food Day every year on October the 16th. This year, the chosen theme for the day is Sustainable Food Systems for Food Security and Nutrition, with the slogan, Healthy People Depend on Healthy Food Systems. Pope Francis sent a message on Wednesday to the Director General of the FAO, José Graziano da Silva, in which he describes the problem of food shortages as one of the most serious challenges for humanity. The message focuses particularly on the problem of food wastage, reminding us how our culture of consumerism and indifference leads us to accept the suffering of others as normal. Giulia Cirillo spoke to Andrea Cattaneo, who works for the FAO at its headquarters here in Rome, to find out more about the global dynamics of food wastage.
So first of all, the theme for this year's World Food Day is Sustainable Food Systems for Food Security and Nutrition. So can you tell us a bit more about this focus and the sort of issues it aims to bring to international attention?
Sure. So the subtitle of this year's theme is Healthy People Depend on Healthy Food Systems. And FAO every year picks a theme as an opportunity to reflect on the global food system. So this year, it's a pretty broad theme, and it considers the fact that the process of producing food and getting it into our plates is, in fact, extraordinarily complex. I mean, it involves many different steps and players. So not just farmers, but scientists who develop improved technologies, the suppliers of farm inputs, those who transport, storage of the food, the processing, and the marketing. So all of these people kind of come together to constitute the global food system, and understanding how it functions essentially focuses on issues of supply and demand, the supply chain, and also consumption. So the consumer side and the choices that consumers make. So it's an opportunity to reflect on all these linkages, I would say.
And can you tell us in particular about any initiatives that the FAO is running, either today or in general, sort of to raise awareness about the need for sustainable food systems?
FAO representations around the world are, in fact, having events to reflect on this topic as it pertains to the countries that host the representations. There are several events here at headquarters. Monday and Tuesday, there were events on food security through commercialization of agriculture. There are also kind of art exhibits here. There are debates. There's a World Food Day panel at the Italy Food Emporium here in Rome. And also FAO values partnering. So we partner with other Rome-based agencies like the World Food Program, IFAD. So there's an event tomorrow on partnering for results here at headquarters.
One aspect that is very interesting in terms of sustainability is the issue of food waste. So there's this global paradox of widespread food shortage in some areas of the world and incredibly high levels of food wastage in others. So can you tell us a bit about the mechanisms that cause food wastage and perhaps how these imbalances can be redressed?
Well, first of all, yes, there is substantial food wastage. I mean, the FAO estimates that in any given year, about 1.3 billion tons of food go wasted. Clearly, there's both an environmental impact to that and an economic impact. Now, it's quite different how wastage occurs in developing countries and in more advanced economies. So overall, about one estimates around 54% of the world's food wastage occurs so-called upstream, so during production, post-harvest handling and storage, and the remaining part, so about 46%, happens so-called downstream, so it's processing, distribution, and consumption. As a general trend, I mean, developing countries suffer more food losses during an agricultural production, while food waste at the retail and consumer level tend to be higher in middle and high-income regions. So the point of entry, let's say, to address issues of food wastage depends on the condition of a specific country. So, for example, in developing countries, significant post-harvest losses are the key problem. So intervening in terms of addressing financial and structural limitations in harvesting techniques can help. In more advanced economies, it is more often a question of information and consumer choice.
And another point that comes up a lot in the issue of food security is the gendered question of food production, so where and how much women can contribute to creating sustainable food systems. So what can you tell us about gender and food security and the sort of progress that's being made in this field at the moment?
Well, I know that FAO, pretty much everything we do looks at the gender component, because clearly women are a very large part, first of all, of the labor force when it comes to farming. So they're a very important player in this, but also the resource constraints that they often face in many countries have an impact that goes beyond food and agriculture, well into education. So a lot of the programs that FAO has target women designing support in rural areas, for example.